I'm Andrea Bernstein with John Hockenberry. Okay, it's early in the morning. We've got sex. We've got money. Now that the economy, now that I have your attention, caught its attention.
Yeah, definitely.
It's an evidence-based design studio. Now the economy is showing some faint signs of recovery. So maybe you're thinking about getting back into the market. Maybe you want to listen to Warren Buffett.
If you consistently buy stocks of high-grade companies and have a diversified portfolio, and you don't have a lot eaten up in frictional costs, transactional costs, or management costs, you're going to do fine over 30 or 40 years.
Mr. Sex and Money himself,
Warren
Buffett. Yeah.
Very unsurprising advice. But who do you think listens more to it, women or men? Joining us is Dr. Ellen Peters, a research psychologist from the University of Oregon, and she has studied the investment patterns of men and women. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Dr. Ellen Peters. You know, when I hear this, I have to say I get a little riled up and I think, is there really a difference between men and women and the way we invest? So you've studied this question. What have you found?
Well, what we found is that there's a general emotional difference between how men and women are responding to the financial crisis. Women in general are having more negative reactions than men to the financial crisis, but men in particular are having more anger reactions compared to fear reactions. People who have more of those angry reactions end up feeling more certain. They feel like events are more controllable, and they perceive less risk. And as a result, men seem to be taking more actions within the financial crisis. And that taking of actions may result in the men ending up incurring more transaction costs. For example, they may be switching their money around more.
They're the volatile ones.
They may be the more volatile ones, exactly.
They're so is Warren Buffett an investor in drag?
I think you might have to ask his wife that. I'm not positive about that side of it.
Now, you know, like, I feel like you've sort of insulted both halves of the audience. You know, men are angry, women are calm, you know, women are not such big risk takers. So tell me why men and women investors should not be upset hearing this, you know, analysis that you've done.
Well, you know, what we're talking about are emotional reactions, and emotional reactions really get kind of a bad rap in a sense. You know, we talk a lot about someone being overcome by fear or striking out in anger, but really these emotional reactions are things that help to guide us through a complex world. We use our emotions as information to figure out what's good to do and what's not good to do. They help to motivate us to do particular things. The emotions act as a spotlight, helping us to focus on some information and not on other information. And the reason they're good is because our world is really complex. It's not just it's the financial world, it's other aspects of our lives. And by using our emotions and relying on our emotions, it really does help us make sense of the world and helps us to respond in very rational ways to the world most of the time. Now sometimes those emotions can lead us astray.
You studied how many people and how long were you looking at them for?
So we started off with about 800 people on the panel. We originally surveyed them on the day that the Dow dropped for that first huge time when the House rejected the original financial
that
package
was back in October.
In September.
September.
Yeah, exactly. September. It was late September, early October of 2008. We've surveyed them four times since then, and the latest time that we surveyed them was in March of 2009, so about a month ago.
And did you find, I mean, in terms of sort of who would have made out better in those go-go years of the 90s and the earlier part of this decade, would it have been men or women who did better in their investment patterns before?
Well, you know, it's interesting because what I would have expected is that men possibly would have done better as they perceive less risk, as they take more risks, as they invest more. And yet, there's a study done by Barber and Odian that found that women's risk-adjusted returns actually beat those of men by an average of about 1%.
Although there's plenty of evidence that a chimp would have done great in the 90s and the early 2000s with the prosperity that happened. I guess the question that I have is, does this argue for collaboration by men and women to make their investment decisions better, or do women and men not collaborate terribly well on these kinds of issues?
I think it argues very much for collaboration because I think that there's lots of reason for one to want to take risks in the market. At the same time, there's also lots of reasons to kind of step back, review things, look at information, and not react very quickly and emotionally to things.
And how about within companies? I mean, you know, these trading floors tend to be very testosterone-dominated. There are all these stories about how they're very unfriendly to women. Do you think companies should be reevaluating who they put on their trading floors and who they're letting make decisions?
I think that a greater diversity of opinion might help us out in the long run as a country and within our own financial markets, yeah.
So what do you think people should do now?
What do I think they should do now? Well, listen to Jason's
Give some
Zweig
investment.
If you listen to Jason Zweig at the Wall Street Journal, he would suggest that men and women work together. So within a married couple, that men and women should make these kinds of decisions together, with the woman perhaps bringing more of a safety and long-term perspective, and the man bringing perhaps a different kind of long-term perspective, which is let's gather as many returns from the market as we can. And that the collaboration of those two different types of skills may ultimately lead to better decisions for the household.
Well, that's a fascinating discussion. It's very interesting to think about the different talents. Dr. Ellen Peters, research psychologist at the University of Oregon, you've motivated me to think about a question for our audience, and that is, who's the better investor in your household, the man or the woman? Or, you know, if you're a single-gender household, you know, tell us who's better in your particular household. Call us with your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Men and women investing. Dr. Ellen Peters, thanks for helping us with that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And Femi OK has the headlines.
Yes, coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.